federal judge just struck down President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Trump-appointed Judge Mark Pittman ruled that the program is an unconstitutional exercise of Congress's legislative power. Oh, yes, it is. But come on, I imagine the Biden doesn't care. The election's over. And the free money goosed the youth vote enough to make a difference, perhaps. It's a complete disgrace. And speaking of abominations, the endless vote count. That's the focus of tonight's angle. All right, now, 45 hours or so after the last polls in America closed, and there are still 36 races, 33 in the House and 3 in the Senate, that still haven't been called, except in the case of automatic recounts, which are triggered by razor-thin margins. This is ridiculous. And these obscene delays are having real-world implications. Now, we still don't know for certain which party controls either chamber. Now, the House will almost certainly go to the GOP, but the Senate hangs in the balance. So whichever party wins two of the three remaining states, Georgia, Nevada, or Arizona, will control the Senate. And we have no outcome yet in any of those. Now, in Georgia, they're excused, I guess, because neither Herschel Walker nor Raphael Warnock received over 50% of the vote, triggering an automatic runoff. But what we're seeing in Arizona, what we're seeing in Nevada, is unconscionable. Now, somehow, we were able to become the most powerful nation on the face of the planet by voting and calling important races in one day. And in recent history, we elected two Democrats, each to two terms, Obama and Bill Clinton, twice, okay, under a system where we knew the winner on election night. Was fair enough then, correct? But now we're seeing a new normal of elections unfold every few years, where in a number of battleground states, outcomes are simply not determined for days and maybe even weeks after Election Day. So for the entire election season, remember the White House was issuing all these stern warnings about the dire threats to our elections, presumably, of course, just from nefarious mega-MAGA forces. It's amazing how the Democrats outperforming in the election stopped all that voter suppression. Now, the fact is, they never believed any of their election hyperbole. It was just another cynical election ploy to help rally their base. Well, first of all, the results are obviously not all in, Joe. Like, he's not all there. And instead, we have random announcements throughout the day, which few Americans can even follow or understand, like what we're seeing out of Maricopa County, where they still have a staggering 400,000 votes to count. Oh, why should we hold anyone to anything? Why rush? Nothing not important about this. And you know, the defenders of democracy, you really have to worry about them because they're working very long hours. We can't go any faster. Now, if democracy is really on the line, like Biden said before they thought they outperformed, why didn't they have the infrastructure in place to handle this? And they were getting very snippy today, I noticed, at their press conference. Why didn't you have the staff in place? And you think Republican Governor Ducey would have fixed this mess? Same day, mail-in, drop-off voting sounds nifty, but not if you can't count the votes. Again, not rocket science. Now, I realize that they have to follow these idiotic rules that Arizona has in place, but this screwed-up system is so corrosive. It chips away at the public's confidence in inaccurate outcomes, right? They want accurate outcomes, but don't think they're getting them. But of course, pretty much everyone in the press will brand any objection raised by any Republican about almost any aspect of voting as wacky, election denier, conspiracy theory stuff. Well, I say too bad. There are legitimate reasons for Americans of both parties to be concerned about how states that allow ballot harvesting, automatic mail-in ballots, protracted early voting, drop boxes, flimsy voter verification, or weak election monitors, how they all operate. It is legitimate to question it. Can you imagine, by the way, if this script was flipped in Arizona and the Secretary of State was a conservative Republican in charge of the elections and also just happened to be running for the Senate like Katie Hobbs is? Yeah, like Governor Katie Hobbs is, obviously. In Nevada, where Republican Adam Laxalt hopes to pick off Democrat incumbent Cortez Masto, well, things aren't much better. Ooh, working through the weekend. Well, that doesn't address the thousands of mail-in ballots still uncounted. Oh, my. Now, Las Vegas in Clark County, right? That's where it is. I don't know why anyone would ever be concerned with the possibility of anything unusual happening with votes collected from Vegas, right? Look, none of this should be happening. Just as we've conditioned generations of employees to work from home, we've conditioned our citizens to want to vote without any effort. And Democrats saw openings to make mail-in, universal mail-in ballots permanent during COVID. And of course, the press loves this prolonged post-election uncertainty. It's good for ratings, and it's usually good for Democrats, their ultimate masters. So right now, we're left with a choice. We can either have a voting system with more transparency and clarity, or one that erodes trust in the process. Now, in the latter scenario, like Florida, half of the country will vote and have a winner on Election Day, while the other half of the country will have to deal with things like what we've just talked about. Beware what is already unfolding in the Georgia runoff as well. Democrats have announced that they plan to spend $7 million on get-out-the-vote efforts there. Translation, ballot harvesting. That will be funded. By the way, why does Georgia still allow ballot harvesting? It's a good question. 31 states allow the ridiculous process as well. But when we think about this, you just have to hand it to the Democrats. They'll do almost anything, go to almost any lengths to maximize their chances of winning. The man behind the bogus concerns over voter suppression has been at this for years. That movement helped propel the adoption of some of the obscene rules we see today. Now, so worried about preserving public trust in our elections, Mark Elias's firm worked to suppress the hand counting of ballots by one rural Arizona county. That county had proposed doing so due to concerns over the operation of the voting machines, and Elias won. A judge blocked the hand count there, and candidate and Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, her name was on the brief. Republicans, though, come on, they need their own version of Mark Elias. You can complain about him, but he's pretty successful. Maybe we want someone who's not quite as slimy, but nevertheless, we need someone like him. For years now, we've been told that we have to trust any election process that is run by Democrats, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many lawsuits are filed, no matter how unfair it seems. And the Democrats' rule is simple. You can criticize an umpire at a baseball game. You can criticize the Supreme Court. You can criticize any Republican in public office. But you must never, ever criticize the vote count. The Democrats are playing with fire here, because no amount of propaganda will convince populist voters that the process in states like California, Arizona, and Nevada gives their candidates a fair chance at success. And if the Democrats really wanted to build trust in our institutions, they'd agree to more transparent voting systems that give us results on election night, just like we used to have. But they'd rather undermine the system, and so they can improve their chances of winning. It's completely shameful. But they won't change until it backfires on them. Republicans need to find a way to make that happen. And that's the angle.